This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. In a sharp escalation of pressure on Israel's war conduct, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden has paused the shipment of weapons to Israel amid mounting concern about its plan to expand a military operation in the southern Gaza city of Rafah that the U.S. does not support. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara has this story.
The U.S. first considered withholding arms last month as Israel seemed closer to a decision on Rafah, a senior administration official said. Because the Israelis did not fully address U.S. concerns, the administration decided to pause the arms transfer last week. Just a day earlier, President Joe Biden underscored his support for Israel.
My commitment to the safety of the Jewish people, the security of Israel, and its right to exist as an independent Jewish state is ironclad, even when we disagree.
Even as Israel moves into Rafah, negotiations continue to end hostilities, along with the release of hostages held by Hamas in exchange for Palestinians detained in Israeli jails. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
The Rafah border crossing with Egypt has been closed since Israel's military took control of the Palestinian side early Tuesday, blocking the entry of vital humanitarian aid. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the latest on efforts to deliver more aid into Gaza.
The sound of trucks loaded with wheat flour at the Kerem Shalom crossing point on the Israeli side Thursday. Meanwhile, there's no sign of a full-scale invasion of the city of Rafah, as Israel had promised. But aid officials are warning that the prolonged closure of the two crossings could cause a collapse of aid operations, worsening the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, where the UN says a full-blown famine is already underway. I'm Donna Warder.
This is VOA News. The World Food Program says no aid has entered into Rafah and there is no one to receive it on the Palestinian side. No aid has been received at the Kerem Shalom crossing. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of displaced and exhausted Palestinians have packed up their tents and other belongings from Rafah, dragging families on a new exodus. Israel on Monday issued evacuation orders for eastern parts of the city before seizing the Rafah crossing. Porn actress Stormy Daniels returns to the stand in a New York courtroom Thursday in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial for a second day to face more questioning about her one-time sexual encounter with Trump. Here's AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial will continue its cross-examination of Stormy Daniels, who previously told jurors in sometimes graphic detail about a sexual encounter she says they had in 2006, which Trump denies. Jurors appeared riveted by her testimony, Daniels going into salacious details despite repeated objections by defense attorneys who demanded a mistrial over what they said were prejudicial and irrelevant comments. The judge said no mistrial and also told Trump's lawyers to rein in their client because he was cursing audibly and shaking his head visually, which the judge said was contemptuous. Trump pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to hide hush money payments. Julie Walker, New York.
In sports, the New York Knicks have taken a commanding lead in their best of National Basketball Association playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. Here's AP correspondent Tom Merriam.
On the 54th anniversary of Willis Reed's historic dramatic entry hobbling onto the Madison Square Garden floor, Jalen Brunson made his own dramatic return from injury at halftime and led the Knicks to a come-from-behind 130-121 victory in Game 2 against the Pacers. Brunson emerged to play the entire second half, scoring 24 points. He finished the game with 29 points. OG Anunoby kept the Knicks afloat with 28 points, but he left the game with a hamstring injury late in the third quarter and did not return. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton led all scorers with 34. Tom Merriam, New York.
Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. Stay informed and engaged with the latest developments as we explore the most pressing issues shaping our world. That's VOA's Issues in the News, our premier news discussion program. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.